this third hour of Inland Folk is a production of Northwest Public Radio on the campus of Washington State University. And yes, this is the third and the final hour. Oh, the Flowers of Edinburgh from the Liberty soundtrack says it's time for the calendar. A couple of things going on. There's a second Saturday dance in Yakima tonight. And that'll be at the Broadway Grange there on Washington Avenue. The Broadway Grange is on Washington. How come it's not on Broadway? Anyway, the Broadway Grange is there on Washington Avenue. In Yakima, second Saturday dance, looking good. Shelly Jenkins sends that out. She said she was going to quit doing that thing a couple of years back. And a bunch of contra dancers and everybody said, hey, Shelly, you know, if you set it up, we'll help you do all the logistics and all the things that you're getting tired of doing, which is what it takes in a lot of these endeavors, all these folk festivals and everything. It takes volunteers. It takes people to keep it going. And the individual who starts the thing rolling just can't do it forever. And so any of these kinds of things, these contra dances, these house concerts, these regular occurrence type events, takes people. Even the small ones take one or two people to get the thing rolling. And then when the people who leave that started the whole thing out in the first place, when they hit the road, then there are others who can continue the legacy. So those of you who enjoy certain events and you want to see them keep on keeping on, then what you got to do is you got to get involved. Alrighty? Talk to the Tumbleweed people about that kind of thing. Talk to the Spokane Folklore Society folks about that kind of thing. October the 10th. There's also a second Saturday dance at the Rockford Grange out there on Barrett Road in Mount Hood. The Columbia Folklore Society, they're doing that, and that's always a fun one too. And they bring in folks from Portland and all kinds of places. So check that out. Also on October 10th, the second Saturday sing-along, sponsored by the Three Rivers Folklore Society, and that's at the Round Table Pizza there in Richland, Washington. The second Saturday sing-along. Bring songs to sing now, and you got to bring songs that the only way you can really share them is by having others sing with you on them. So don't get too intricate. Just bring the kinds of songs that especially have choruses that you can sing along with. Makes it all work just fine there. Second Saturday sing-along. I mean, it's 20th year pretty quick. That'll be really cool. Alrighty. On the 14th of October, Mr. Bill Staines. Bill Staines, who has influenced so many of us, Heidi Muller, myself, and Cat Eggleston, and all those folks. So many, many, many people have sung his songs and recorded his songs. And even people like Jerry Jeff Walker and guys like that have recorded. He's a Kingston Trio and the Clancy Brothers and a lot of Nancy Griffith, a lot of folks have recorded Bill Staines songs. He's going to be at the 1912 on October the 14th. And that, I think, is going to be a 7 o'clock show. And that's in Moscow, the 1912 building there. And that's at 2nd and Van Buren. Or is it 3rd? It's 3rd and Van Buren, 1912. So you want to be sure and be there. Old Bill Staines, man, he is so good. He plays guitar left-handed. And he's got a light, light touch, and he writes all kinds of songs. He's written songs like Sweet Wyoming Home and Your Name Is Music to Me. And Down the Road, there's a song worth singing down the road, and the Roseville Fair. Oh, my gosh. Go see that show. It'll be a great show. Mr. Bill Staines. And then on the 16th of October in Spokane at Rick Singer's studio, and you can just call Rick Singer's studio and get some tickets for this. And it only holds about 60, 65 people. The fiddle player and the guitarist from the group Chante Coran will be there. And they play French-Canadian fiddle and guitar. And they are amazing. And you need to check that out. And I didn't get the recording in time to do this show. I would have liked to have done that. It just didn't quite work out. But I can tell you right now, if you love good fiddling and good interplay between the guitar and the fiddle and some incredible French-Canadian stuff going on there, you need to check out those guys. Especially the fiddling is just amazing. already. And that's at Rick Singer Studio on Friday, the 16th of October. And again, that's a Kierdwin Spatz is helping set that thing up, and she knows what she's talking about. She's with the group Mighty Squirrel, and then she and her husband Greg do a duo act. If you saw them at the Damon Barn or see them in Spokane sometimes together and all the groups they're with, I tell you, if you don't trust me, you can trust her, because she knows what she's talking about. So, and she acquainted me with this show. So you go ahead and, like I say, you know, take both our words for it and go see these guys at Rick Singer's studio. All righty, and then there's a third Saturday dance, and that is at the 1912 at 3rd and Van Buren there in Moscow, sponsored by the Palouse Folklore Society. The dances are back in town. It is October, and October is a wonderful, wonderful month. All kinds of cool stuff going on leading into November and then into the holiday season, and we have our big holiday show, which at this point is going to run, I believe, on December the 12th and the 19th is when our holiday shows will run. And we also will be rerunning the show that everybody loves, the first part of the show on the 60s. And that'll be rerun on the 28th of November. And don't you be forgetting, of course, and then this will wind up the calendar, a Spokane Folklore Society Folk Festival. And that's going to be on the 14th and 15th of November there at Spokane Community College. I'll be playing on the 15th. I can get wheels up there. And if not, I'll take the bus. That's a gig that I never miss. And it's such a fun gig. Spokane Folklore Society, the best, one of the best of the festivals, right up there with Tumbleweed, the two best on the east side of the mountains. And Yakima's on the uphill swing, though, too, so... All righty, Mr. Ralph Harris, the old vaudevillian. I think he's still alive. Ralph Harris, and he does old vaudevillian stuff. He does music hall stuff, outlandish stuff, extravagant stuff. A lot of theater, a lot of acting, a lot of comedy, only done in that corny old vaudevillian style from the 20s and 30s. And Ralph Harris himself, he's from Australia. And he knows no fear when he does this. He just goes all out when he does the acting part of all of this. Ralph Harris. And I've seen him live, and he is a hoot. And he appeals to old folks, old Ralph Harris does. And so we're going to play this cut from him. I Lost My Mummy. And of course, mum. Mum is the English or the British word for mom that we Americans say. They have mom in the... Why did they have both a British version and an American version of the Harry Potter books? That really was dumb. Anyway, here we go. I Lost My Mummy by Ralph Harris. And I'm going to find it here. How come I'm not finding it? Oh, dear. There we go. It's right there. There we are.
Just like the inside of any big shop, people were everywhere. Suddenly business was brought to a stop when a terrible yell hit the air. I've lost my mummy! I've lost my mummy! People all gathered to look at the lad, patted him on the head.
Where was your mummy when you saw her last?
Turning to her, the boy said,
I've lost my mummy!
I've lost my mummy!
Down came the manager to fix up the mess, took the small boy aside.
Come on now, lad, let's have your name and address. With a lung full of air, he replied,
I love my mommy!
I've lost my mommy.
Well, just then his mother appeared on the spot, gave him a hefty whack. That ought to teach you to go and get lost.
And the little boy's voice floated back.
I found my mommy. I found my mommy.
Oh, Ralph Harris, who actually paid a lot of tribute to the Aborigine and did some things along those lines. Maybe we'll play one of those cuts from this Best of Ralph Harris. And of course, he's most famous for Tie Me Kangaroo Down Sport, which is now pretty politically incorrect. But that was his real claim to fame, Ralph Harris. And it did a lot of kids shows for the BBC, lots and lots of children's shows, and actually did serious theater and pretty good stuff. Old Ralph Harris. All right, you will about home one more jig from Biaga, and then we'll play Sunrise, Bring in the Morning from Ralph Harris. He uses the didgeridoo, and he bases it on a traditional Aboriginal chant. But first, Biaga, one more on Compass Records. Here we go.
Sunrise, she bring in the morning.
Sunrise, bring in the morning. Fluttering the skirts all around.
Sunrise, she come with the dawning.
Sunrise, come with the dawning. Spreading all the light all around.
Sunrise on the kangaroo paw.
Sunrise on the kangaroo paw. Glistening the dew all around.
Sunrise filling all the hollows.
Sunrise filling all the hollows. Lighting up the hills all around. Sunrise, come with the dawning. Sunrise, she come every day. Sunrise, bring in the morning. Sunrise, every day.
She drive away the darkness.
Every day, drive away the darkness. Bringing back the warmth to the ground.
Sunrise, oh,
sunrise, oh, spreading all the light all around.
Sunrise, bringing the morning. Sunrise, bringing the morning.
Sunrise, bringing the morning. Spreading all the light all.
Swallow, the bitterest part's gone down. No brick road left to follow, 'cause the storm's blown through town. And I'm sifting through old postcards I filed inside my head, where islands glow like ruby shoes, and you meant every word you said. So Kansas, keep your the good witches still around, and I am packing up the postcards and getting out of town. We were trapped inside a camera, convex and upside down. I could not save us from it. The sky was burned and browned. It was curling at the edges as the fire destroyed it all. And all that kept us on the ledge, dear, was the memory of the fall. So Adam, keep your chin up. I'm off their horses, happy endings spurned in favor of some sad postmodern finish to our tale. postcards trapped in bottles, and ships that don't set sail. So sweetheart,
we'll be right back. Takasha Jimmy Wenroon Mochle Neoka Sheawaya Kujara Sheikur Santi Nora Iferia Live when you. Mine she jimi movi le so in maes moa he e paro se priandam te tom bi pi a pi ca i pa
Jimmy Movila Store, the Rankin family, with the Chieftains, with the late Raylene Rankin. Oh my goodness me. Don't you just love good three-part harmony, good four-part, five-part harmony for that matter? And I like it with choirs and stuff, but when you just get four or five voices, the Waylon Jennings or the old Lotus Group or Mockingbird from Bellingham, they can do it. Many groups doing this a cappella stuff, and some do gymnastics, and some just do it straight. And then there was the Rankins. All right, take a little bit of a break. We'll be right back. Inland Folk is a production of Northwest Public Radio on the campus of Washington State University. And we're coming right back. You just hold your horses because we're coming back.
You're listening to Northwest Public Radio, KRFA 91.7, a listener-supported service of the Edward R. Murrow College of Communication at Washington State University. This station is operated in cooperation with the University of Idaho School of Journalism and Mass Media.
For the rest of your Saturday, a chance of rain and the wind will pick up, bringing in more clouds. But on the ground, watch for patchy blowing dust. There'll be a low on the Palouse 48, Lewis-Clark Valley 53. By tomorrow morning, the sky will clear up into sunshine, but it will remain breezy and gusty. Highs will be in the mid-60s to lower 70s.
If it hadn't been for Cotton Eye Joe, I'd been married a long time ago. Where did you come from? Where did you go? Where did you come from, Cotton Eye Joe?
Telling stories, 'cause no one eats them up like folk back home. A rainbow is special, 'cause it don't happen every day. I'll wish upon a star when I get down. To appreciate the sunshine, you must understand the gray. Home is where I know my way around. Spin that wheel that offers fame and fortune. And you can chase that shiny light till you go blind. I'll pat you on the back, I'll push you forward, and you know right where I'll be when you get tired. A rainbow is special, cause it don't happen every day, and I wish upon a star when I get down. And to appreciate the sunshine, you must understand the gray, and home is where I know my way around. The road for the people. I still set off now and then on down the track. I love to throw my arms around the great wide open, and now I love it just as much when I get back. Cause there ain't nothing like my city on a clear day. There ain't nothing like that mountain in your face. There ain't nothing like the water all around. That ain't something that the rain can wash away. The rainbow is special, cause it don't happen every day. And I wish upon a star when I get down. To appreciate the sunshine, you must understand the gray. And home is where I know my way around. Yeah, rainbow is special, cause it don't happen every day. And I wish upon a star when I get down. To appreciate the sunshine, you must understand the gray. Home is where I know my way around. Yeah, home is where I know my way around. I know my way around.
Thank you.
breadcrumbs along the tray. The end circles the beginning in this twisted fairy tale. And when I've waded through the part that says that we were meant to be, I start to wonder why I thought it would be easy. It's too late now for me to go and change my plans, but I can count the things I want upon my own two hands. To have and to hold from this day forward, for better or for worse, richer or poorer, sickness and in health. Simply growing older. Take me now, keep me here till time do us part. And I have heard it's better to have loved and lost. Keep your memories forever. Hard to cover the call. Yeah, 'cause everyone's got old flames, and the one that got away, but my one never left me. Still my one couldn't stay. And so I try to write my story while I'm stuck in my own purgatory, wondering if Tennyson was right. And it's too late now for me to go and change my plans, but I can count the things I want upon my own two hands. To have and hold from this day forward, for better or for worse, richer or poorer, sickness and difference who or where or when. So it goes, and I suppose each one bears his cross alone. Maybe I'll get lucky in the end. And it's too late now for me to go and change my plans, that I can feel it start to slip away like footprints in the sand. Still I can count the things I want upon my own two hands. To have and hold stay forward, for better or for worse, richer or poorer, in sickness and in health, and in simply growing.
That's the Westwood L Band. Westwood L, of course, this is, I believe, let's see, one, two, three, four, five, sixth album, maybe? Five or six. But this is with his band. And, you know, he has done albums with other musicians and with some members of this band before on certain songs. This is the Westwood L Band, and they pretty much collaborate on everything with him, and it's an awesome album, both from a production standpoint and an arrangement standpoint. And, of course, also from a songwriting standpoint, because Wes Waddell is such an amazing songwriter, and he's an amazing man, and he gets involved in everything. He's a star of the Tumbleweed Festival, because if he isn't judging songwriting, he's emceeing, and he performs on his stages, and he puts a lot of time and energy into his performances. And he really is one of those folks that is able to accommodate and able to take the singer-songwriter thing and elevate it up into a much higher level without making people who are on a lower level feel crummy. And that's pretty cool that he can do that. And this band that he has, oh my goodness, they like what he does, and he in turn likes what they can do. And it is a wonderful, wonderful effort. The album is called... I think it's called, I'll tell you what it's called towards the end. It's also on the playlist. It's either Nobody's Flag. I think it's Nobody's Flag is what it's called. And it is a wonderful album. We also heard Van the Man Morrison with the Chieftains doing his version of Shenandoah, which I really, really like. And we heard Cotton Eye Joe from that album as well. And then the song Gray from this Wes Waddell album. And then a song called To Have and To Hold. Let's just hear one more song from Wes Waddell, and then we'll go into Phil Cunningham and Ollie Bain for a tune from them before we wind up the show. Alrighty, here's Wes Waddell. One more from this wonderful album that just came out about a month ago.
Everything I ever wanted to do seemed to make sense at the time. The call of adventure kept leading me on, pushing mistakes out of mind. I roped and I wrangled all over the range, trying to do what was right. And everything I ever wanted to do seemed to make sense at the time. Everything I ever wanted to do has come with an unforeseen cost. I weighed all the risks and then all the rewards. Sometimes my counting is off. I stand by my work and I hold no regrets. I ain't never called nobody boss. And everything I ever wanted to do has come with an unforeseen cost. So it's up in the morning and out to the pen, catching the day by the horns. No time for questions or wondering why. Is that all the life that you know? Just lately been done. History books will not mention my name after I'm long dead and gone. Triumphs abound, but I'm a victim of fate. I should have burned out instead of fading away. Born 10 years too early or 10 years too late, just trying to get farther along. Everything I ever wanted to do has only just lately been done. Yeah, everything I ever wanted to do has
has only just lately been done. Farther along we'll know more about it. Farther along we'll understand why. So cheer up, my brother, live in the sunshine. We'll understand it all by and by.
Phil Cunningham and Ollie Bain, you can't beat those guys. No, you can't. Wonderful, wonderful fiddle. Has that Shetland influence, you know. Of course, that's where Ollie Bain comes from, originally with the Boys of the Loch. Ollie Bain, one of those folks who really studied and looked at the mix between Celtic and American fiddle music. And Phil Cunningham, of course, produced, worked with folks up like Bonnie Raitt and all kinds of stuff. He's a hot shot. All righty, Un Jung Shin doing the playlists here on a Sunday afternoon, doing what she does so well, and she does a lot of things really well, and man, I'll tell you, It's just, it's wonderful to have her. Email me at dsanddaniel, maherwsu.edu, or call me 509-332-5047. I want you folks to have fun making good music. Enjoy everything that good music can give you, and take all those good roads anywhere you want to take them, because they are your roads, folks, and nobody else's. We're going to be back next week for another edition of Inland Folk. And until then, this show is history. We're out of here. See you around the bend. Bye.